Let's talk with Sukant Chandani. He's a political analyst and filmmaker, and he joins us from London. Sukant Chandani, if we were to look at what is going on regarding Syria, please give us your input on this, how you see the overall picture, because we're looking at an opposition that said it appears to be in disarray. We're looking at this Friends of Syria meeting to be held in Istanbul, but at this point, the diplomatic front doesn't seem to be anywhere close to what these countries that are so obsessed with regime change actually want.
No, quite right, Anna. Good evening, brother, and to all your viewers. I think it's quite an interesting situation now that we found in Syria, because I think that really the Syrian Baathist government and army has shown it can withstand this international imperialist conspiracy, albeit imperialist allied with their proxies on the ground. They can withstand the devastation. They can withstand the trauma that the Syrian national army has remained unified and cohesive in the face of a vicious sectarian onslaught by the death squad supported by the imperialist powers. And this being the case, even the imperialist powers, at least in their rhetoric, and we know we cannot trust their rhetoric much anyway, but at least even in the political rhetoric in Geneva in 2012, there was an admission that all parties in the Syrian conflict have to be involved in resolving the conflict there. Nevertheless, I think the crucial phrase to understand what's going on in Syria actually is the United States administration admitting its pivot to Asia. And then while Britain and France particularly, and we had an opinion piece in the New York Times just a few days ago, still really trying to lobby the United States to use its military muscle to implement a no-fly zone in Syria, actually the United States is quite disinterested in that. And why is it disinterested in that? Not only because there's a strategic pivot to Asia, in their own words, but actually things in the Middle East, North African region are going to plan for imperialism, i.e. that they do not have to intervene directly militarily, and that brown-skinned sellouts or coconuts or Uncle Toms, whatever you want to call them, unfortunately, the people within the region who are collaborating with imperialism are delivering for imperialism its strategic interests in the region generally and Syria specifically, as we're discussing.
Very well. Obviously, so much more to talk about. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much. It's good to see you. Sukant Chandani, political analyst and filmmaker there from London. Thanks.